And still I rise from the ashes like a phoenix. Middle finger to the sky, gripping my consensual penis. I've been yelling consensual penis all week at work. It's been fucking great. Seen in my entire fucking life.
His nose, he started hearing was like, I don't know, his drums go straight up in a fucking tower or what the fuck's going on, but he's slowly getting up here and shit.
I'm nothing but hi-hats. I fucking love hi-hats. It's a little weird. You're listening to Hold My Beer. I'm your gracious host, Danny Mullins. To my right, air drummer extraordinaire, Tom Cruise? That's not him. Tommy Lee. That's the one I'm thinking of.
I would rather be Travis Barker.
Yeah. As long as you're not Tom fucking Cruise, that's fine.
Yeah.
He's a scary, scary man. But and?
Oh, I'm Yams.
Yeah, see, and you notice I didn't start with Sobriety Be Damned because that's bad. I don't want to be a naughty boy, fuck. I'm just lost anymore. I don't know how to start the fucking show. Thankfully, you started air drumming like a mentally handicapped kid, so that'd be something to go with.
I was going with the tempo of the song. That's just what it is. It builds. I was building.
Can you imagine building a gorilla sitting in the zoo playing the air drums? There we go. We got it right now.
He's not wrong.
Whatever.
I got...
I don't come here for this, just so you know.
I'm not for sure why any of us come here anymore, to be honest with you. We got the headphones on. We're, like, legit now. We can hear each other in each other's ears.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it.
It's like I'm in you both right now.
Yeah.
But you're also both in me. It's fucking weird. But
I feel like that hasn't happened before.
We need to do a beer review up top, because Chris decided to end a chapter in our beer review history by closing the book.
Well, let's call it an era.
An era of Budweiser. Although, you never included regular Budweiser in this, I'm pretty sure.
No, this is just the lights.
That's a weird way to do it. Yeah. So, first off, we're going to start off with Bud Light Lime. For reasons. Because Chris is like, you can't do the beer review, you suck at it. I'll buy the beer. Bud Light, Bud Light, Bud Light, Bud Light.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we toasting to?
And plus it was cold, okay. And I had to get a cold beer because reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cold. No, you have to get a cold beer.
Yeah.
You drink a warm beer, it's just a bad time for
And you can't refrigerate it.
Not once.
Not once. What are we? You're both just drinking. We're supposed to be toasting to something?
Didn't you drink first, asshole?
You guys were talking.
To be fair, he wants to make fun of it. That's his second Bud Light Lime tonight.
Damn.
It's not bad. Here's to TJ. Today's his birthday.
It is his birthday.
Happy birthday.
He didn't
older,
come.
I'm not sure how old, but older
I
than he was
yesterday.
I think
he's younger than I am.
Well, he might be. He might have came, just not with us.
It's weird. It's weird to think about. Thoughts?
I like the orange better.
The orange is way better, yeah.
Tastes like dirty Bud Light.
I guess. Maybe.
It's disgraceful.
It's not very lime. I feel like...
No, it's not very limey. I need a lime.
I feel like you need to mix one of these in a Zima. You'd have a pretty decent drink.
That sounds like a fucking nightmare. Honestly. Like, that sounds fucking horrible.
Pass on that.
I'd try it.
I'm gonna... I don't think so.
You drink Bud Light on a regular, you'll try anything.
He's not wrong. Actually, that's like the safest beer. So I don't know if that's accurate.
I don't know. Rolling Rock is pretty fucking good.
Rolling Rock is pretty good.
And it's lighter than Bud Light.
It's just water. I'm pretty sure.
It's very smooth when it's hot outside.
Very smooth.
Which we enjoyed the other night when we had a party at my house.
Summer beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely summer beer. And I guess Bud Light Lime probably is too. I've told you before, like, when I've been at parties, if a gay couple shows up, they always have Bud Light Lime in tow.
See, that's the first time I've ever drank that outside of the Indianapolis 500. Yeah.
Different demographics, I think.
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's white trash hell.
I meant the gay community in NASCAR, but all right.
Well, Danny, NASCAR doesn't run the Indianapolis 500. You uncivilized fuck.
Am I being a plebeian? I said that wrong. Doesn't matter.
What did I call you? It was a flower. What was it?
Poinsettia? Some shit? I don't fucking know. He's trying to insult me. I called him a plebeian. I'm still saying it wrong. I lost it. I had it one day. It doesn't fucking matter. Yeah.
Danny got a calendar with a word of the day on it.
Oh my god, no.
And he tried to insult me. I'm like, that's not even a fucking word. And then he called me stupid.
Well, you brought Bud Light Lime. I wasn't wrong. Have you heard of Enzo Amore, James?
No. Enzo, like from...
Like Ferrari?
Yeah, I know what an Enzo is, yeah.
Yeah.
Enzo Ferrari is the guy that invented Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
He was a professional wrestler, right? Very small guy, very mouthy, kind of annoying. Nobody liked him backstage or in real life, like fan-wise either.
You know, the first thing that came to mind was Ezio from Assassin's Creed, and I think you just pronounced his name wrong.
No, he's way better. He's way better. But he got fired because a woman said, how would you word it? He was charged with rape?
He was accused.
He was accused. There we go. And they didn't fire him for that because he hasn't been proven guilty or anything. He hadn't went to trial or anything. He just didn't inform the WWE that he was being
accused
of this crime. So they
normally
fired him.
The news does a pretty good job of that for you, especially if you're in the spotlight of entertainment of some kind.
But WWE wanted a heads up. Like, we can make things go away. You can have our lawyers, whatever. Just give us a heads up.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't do that.
So, he got fired on the 25th anniversary of Raw, which is a huge episode, right?
They do it on TV?
No, no, I wish they had.
Missed opportunities.
Right. Now, what would be your response if you were Enzo Amore?
Buy a ticket, be in the crowd, and be an ass.
Okay, that's not a bad idea. He released a diss track, and I have it for us today. We're going to listen to it. I got this whole new setup, so we can just fucking rock out.
And what is he rapping under?
Real One. That is R-E-A-L, number one. No space.
Real One.
This song is called Phoenix. Yams, are you ready to fucking rock?
Why is it called
Rise
Phoenix?
From the Ashes. Duh.
Yeah. Okay. It's part of the fucking course. It has the best hook of all time. Don't worry about it. We'll get there.
I don't remember Phoenix in the hook.
I'm going to rise like the Phoenix. Grabbing my... We'll get there.
So he rhymes Phoenix
and penis. We'll get there. Shut up. Shut up.
Entertainment.
See, the video starts out with a fat, nerdy wrestling fan that lives with his mom, because that's what all wrestling fans are. And if I've learned anything from this video, they survive on nothing but Cheeto dust. Even though there are no Cheetos, but he's wiping Cheeto dust on the arm of the chair. And Oreos that he twists apart, but never eats. And that's why he's fat.
Hmm. Anybody likes comic books?
What do you mean?
Anybody plays tabletop games?
Cheeto dust and uneaten Oreos.
Listen up, you sloppy gelato.
Listen up, you sloppy
bitch.
Sloppy
son of a bitch. Fucking couch with your fucking phone in your hand, doing your armchair detective work.
Where's he from?
What the fuck's going on? When's the last time you got a 2-month social media challenge? Think I was gonna say shit?
I'ma let y'all talk shit, talk shit. If I had a fuck to give, I would give it. Feeling froggy, ain't gotta leave. What you gotta do is
win. I like that one. I like that one.
It goes down.
For a minute, then a minute to win it. Sky's the limit. Sorry, officer. Gotta admit it, yeah, I'm over the limit.
Not a bad one.
I'm caught now, one-way ticket. Rolled up with it. Spark that bitch.
He was in Stitches, right?
My lips. Piss takes loose. Bitch, I just shit it. I
swear to you. If DMX and Stitches had a retarded baby, he's rapping right now.
Okay, first off, there's no other option but a retarded baby out there.
Double A sound. Once I love, once I hate. Either way, I glitch.
We just gotta make it for the hook.
What's he gonna say? What's he gonna do? Got him on the toes like a midget. Had a urinal. A couple red roses on my gimmick. Couple tears at the funeral. They cried tears of joy at my funeral.
They cried tears of joy at my funeral.
Still I rise from the ashes like a phoenix. Middle finger to the sky, gripping my. Consensual penis.
Consensual penis.
Yeah.
It's the best thing ever, right? Am I alone in this?
Consensual penis.
Am I not understanding the word consensual then?
Well, no. He asked his penis if he could have sex with that woman. His penis said yes. Consensual.
Okay.
Now, see, let me grab my phone real quick because I have the lyrics pulled up. I don't want you to miss anything. Let me set the mood, though, real fast for you.
Here we go.
All right. You gotta get the headspace of Enzo Amore. Okay, there we go.
This is more work than he put into the actual song.
I've never worked this hard in my life. So, that's good. Alright. Do I start at the top, or... No, let's skip to the... I'll read the lyrics to the full... hook, they call it. And still I rise. From the ashes like a phoenix. Middle finger to the sky. Gripping my... Consensual penis. I've been yelling consensual penis all week at work. It's been fucking great. Let's see. Where was consensual penis? Oh. Lying asshole out in Phoenix. Oh, you're out in Phoenix with Phoenix, guys. Phoenix, penis, Phoenix. Fucking lyricist. Fuck you, marks that hated. This for all my fans that waited. Entertainment's hottest free agent. bitch, I'm reincarnated.
Who isn't working?
He's unemployed. Now, then he goes off in a weird pudding tangent.
Like Bill Cosby.
Well, he's fucking high and hungry. So I need some fucking Jell-O poonbobs.
I got a lot less to prove than you. Only thing I put in the pudding was proof. Yeah, that proof is in the pudding, bitch. Pudding ain't got no rooflin'. Nah, I ain't Bill Cosby, bitch. Nah, I ain't Bill Cosby, bitch. Proof is only ingredient I use to make this shit. Thoughts?
Some bunk-ass pudding.
Well, yeah, but there's no rooflin' in it, so that's good.
I think it might need some for anybody to believe his ass.
I feel like actually using
you'd
rooflin'.
Have to be drunk.
Rooflin was a decent pull for someone as stupid as him.
Well, it's amazing because he had a big catchphrase. That's kind of what made him big for a little while. He'd say, there's only one word to describe you, and I'm going to spell it out for you. S-A-W-F-T, soft.
Rooflin.
And now he's grabbing his consensual penis.
Which was soft in the video. I saw it. Yeah. It was not hard.
He's not a, he does clothesline a woman at his funeral. Which
a
is kind
woman.
Of great. Yeah, it is.
Are you sure?
Positive. Yeah.
Supposed to be a woman.
Well, she no, swings the other way then.
Stop. Irrelevant, but now I figured we might need to look into other wrestlers who might have rapped a bit. Which is great because he'd be like, no, I'm a rapper. Like, oh, you forgot a P in there. That spells raper.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Which isn't a term, yeah. But.
Sort of yeah. Like when I made that mix CD back in the day and I actually put, accidentally put Greatest Raper Alive.
Greatest Raper Alive. Yeah, it's like World's Best Pedophile that one time you gave that award out for no reason.
Yeah.
Now, when you think...
Well, the track he's on, he's going to be the best rapper, spelled with a W, because he's making fucking raps down at fucking Chipotle.
Those are burritos, James, not raps.
I made a Mexican rap for you! It's S-A-W-T, delicious! Please hire me! I had a tall friend once, he was fun. Now, when you think of wrestlers who rap or rappers who wrestle, right? First name that would come to mind that you...
I'm hoping Hogan's one.
I want to see a rapper
shut the fuck
wrestler.
Up, Chris. We're going to listen to a rap... We're going to listen to a rapping Hulk Hogan.
Ah, I called that shit.
I like the ones in two. I like the ones in two.
Spoiler alert. Jimmy Hart's in
what?
I already
was. Hardcore.
I was walking down the beach looking for some action. Had my radio set on a rap pop station. Saw a girl in front. A sticky
situation.
Really
amazing. Yeah, the sticky situation really good in the ass. Oh, I'm in a
sticky situation by my first wife. And I said,
what you mean you don't say it? I think in a rap song is the right time to say it.
I didn't listen to it all the way through. Don't think I have.
Put on some J's trying to catch some waves, right? Is that what you
said?
Waves. Oh. I mean, it's going to be consensual.
This was full-blown Hulkamania thing. He's like, I'm going to make a song about fucking. And Vince McMahon was like, yeah. No, that didn't fucking happen.
You go out there and you show your asshole.
That was Sable, not Hulk. Now, I have one more we're going to listen to. And then I have something to cleanse our palate. Right?
You guys
and,
like remember when like Nickelodeon would like do the color thing on the screen and it would like be a, it'd pop out and be all weird?
Mm-hmm.
This rap video had that in it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I watched the video.
Oh, fuck.
It was great.
That wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, though.
It could have been worse. It's not as bad as Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain. So, what
were
was
they
that?
Rapping that?
No, but Hulk Hogan's the bad guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, I got one more, and then I have something to cleanse our palate and take us back home, get us back in the mood to podcast. And it's going to play out. There it is.
Hogan, Hollywood officer, whatever they call you. I'm coming after you, you coward. I'm digging it in, hope I'm glad you set it off.
Set it off.
Supposed to be hard off, now you done turned off.
Don't do a telephone commercial. I see ya. I think they recorded him rambling. Quick, get behind it.
Make him a promo real quick.
Fucking Hulk Hogan!
I got a disease. Dude, please, your pay-per-view event was a go. You're a
boy, Matty Savage,
because you know you can smoke. Come on, that phony bike around the
bank. You mean it's like his whole album, they don't have like just, you know, like a WWE diss track? You know,
oh, Enzo's
album?
No, I don't think so. Enzo's was just one track, unfortunately. I'm hoping he cuts a whole fucking album. Now, would you guys like to come back down to reality? You want your palate cleansed?
Yeah, is it John Cena?
No, I wanted to stick away from fucking wrestling for a second.
Is Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, exactly what it is. Yams, you're good at this.
Is it really?
Let's just take it back home to simpler times before Hulk Hogan was rapping, before Macho Man was dead and/or rapping.
My neighbor.
Before Enzo Amore was fucking born. We would like to be your neighbor. It takes a while for the song to start. There it is. That's
a nice way. Is this really Mr. Rogers? You're not fucking with me?
No.
No one's gonna come in and start rapping?
I wish now.
Apparently I never watched the beginning of Mr. Rogers.
It's the best part.
Okay, now it sounds familiar.
It took a while to get started. Now I want to do a rap cover, though. I think.
What rhymes with neighbor?
You don't want to know.
Labor.
That's not much better.
Paper. I have always wanted to
have a neighbor. He's the only pure man to ever be on television. I've always wanted to
live in the neighborhood. I'm surprised there hasn't been a scandal about him.
So I watched that kid. I watched a clip of his show where he's... It was some kid that had whatever Stephen Hawking had.
Would you be a big brain?
Yeah, he died of big brain. Never mind.
Big brain disease. My neighbor.
I would like to be.
Yeah, whatever. He was on a chair and he talked through a computer.
Yeah, he had that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he had chair talk. Fucking asshole. I think that's all I had for you. But, I felt like we needed to talk about Enzo Amore and how fucking horrible he is.
Oh, yeah.
Who's
the fucking dragon over
here? Oh, God damn it,
you need to be a son of a bitch.
I'm
how
good
can
at
he
this.
Call himself the hottest free agent on the market and he hasn't worked?
He's worked before.
And no, but not since he got fired.
When did that happen?
The diss track came out like 3 days ago.
Yeah, but he got fired like 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's 4 months worth of hard labor.
And it doesn't start out that bad, but there's like, and it's really fucking annoying. And then he's grabbing his considerable penis, and trust me, in the video, he does it.
I believe it. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then there's a dune buggy?
Yeah.
And he's dragging his own coffin with it? And then he says it's okay because his mom's still proud of him, and so is his aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And then they heard that song, and that statement wasn't true anymore, I think. It's rough, but yeah. And then just yelling about pudding for like 15 seconds. And it's pudding. He doesn't put a G in anything.
No. No.
No G's here, just D's.
Which is ironic, because yeah, his thing was realest G in the room. That's Bada boom, thing. How you doing? He said that too.
Well, he got the only G in the room then, see?
What was it?
He got the only G in the room then, see? Can't be putting it anywhere else.
He wasn't putting it in
put
the pudding.
Put it on himself.
There's proof in the pudding, but the only thing he's putting in his pudding is proof. And that proof was Putin? Vladimir Putin, songs about Russia.
Fuck yeah.
I was at O'Reilly's earlier today.
Where?
O'Reilly.
Okay. What? That's not what you said the first time.
Oh, I said O'Reilly's, I think.
Yeah.
Auto parts, that store.
Yeah.
And there was this old guy on a cane just going off about how Russia was hacking his Wi-Fis. Those his exact fucking words. And then he said he didn't want to put his PIN in the fucking chip reader to pay for it because they might be able to hack into their Wi-Fis and then have his PIN number to his ATM. Or his bank account that has probably, what, $5.99 on it?
Maybe. Hacking that's his money, though.
Hacking my
money.
Fucking Wi-Fis. Yeah, yeah, it's technically our tax money, but whatever. Motherfucker didn't have a job.
Now, did we actually review this? Did we get thumbs or anything?
No, we didn't get thumbs.
Yeah. No, we didn't get that far.
I'd go one. I wouldn't turn it down. I've had two.
No, I'd drink it. It's given to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 3 thumbs out of 6?
Yeah, we'll do 3.
That's
we'll
not bad.
Halfway home.
Halfway home. Did we just rush into the second one? Did everybody finish the line? Chuck them real quick. Let's do this.
I fucking hate you.
Mm. I better hit you with a full fucking mouth. Come on.
Shut up.
Better hit you with a full mouth. That's how my son was born. Not born, conceived. I think I got that backwards.
He was born with a full mouth?
Oh, shut the fuck up, Chris. I live with a full mouth. I wasn't born with a full mouth. I was born purple and dying.
Excuse me.
Can't win them all.
Barrel 2 of the beer review. Who's excited? I'm not.
I am.
Yeah, you fucking look like it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You get excited about like 2 things. Tits and cars. Ghostbusters. So 3 things.
Guns.
I feel like you're more lethargic with guns, though. You're like, woo, fucking guns. Like, you're not Yosemite Sam.
Yeah.
You're getting fucking close, though. You were talking about cowboy boots before we started recording.
I was.
Yeah. He's looking forward to them is the term he used.
I'm going to get some. It's going to be a good time.
They seem really uncomfortable.
He's not going to like them.
I hope not.
I don't know.
He's okay. Already moving away
they
from sleeves at a
breathe.
Rapid pace.
They don't breathe very well. He's not going to like them.
Can you get snakeskin ones, please?
No.
Yeah, no, you're right. Get regular ones and then constantly tell people there's a snake in your boot.
Dad had some from when he worked for Brooks and Dunn. So.
Okay. Well, hold on.
Hold up.
Let's put a pin in it.
Was he the boot, the scoot, or the boogie?
I guess he'd consider me the boogie because he drove the truck for the merch.
Mm.
Oh, that sweet, sweet merch that our aunt bought.
Yeah.
Wow. Your dad might have sold our aunt a t-shirt.
He didn't sell. He unloaded and loaded and hung out backstage while they played.
They didn't put him at the merch stand?
No, he was a fucking driver. No,
missed
sorry.
Opportunity. Buy this fucking shirt or I will fuck your face.
Yeah.
I'm Yams's dad. Rape.
They call me Trollbear. You want a t-shirt?
One time I put an axe
backstage.
In my head.
Nobody likes you.
One time I put an axe in my head and got a commemorative tattoo about it.
You're scaring Dunn again. Get the fuck behind the curtains.
You're scaring Dunn.
Brooks is fine, though.
Yeah, he kept trying to fuck Brooke because he thought it was a girl.
Why you got a girl name? You got a girl pussy?
Can I see it?
Can I see it?
But yeah.
What happened to Brooks and Dunn?
They happily retired.
You know, on second thought, I don't care. I don't know why I asked. Like, I hope they're happy. I don't
give
a fuck. They
were bad.
No, they had this is one of the few country groups.
Yeah,
was that they had a couple songs I didn't mind.
Like what though? I only remember Boots, Scoot, and Boogie now.
I don't know, dude. I just know they had a couple. I haven't listened to
like
country.
Why?
Was it Red Fern Grows?
I don't think that was them.
No, that's not even a song. It was a book and a movie.
Working Man or something.
That's Bruce Springsteen, I think.
Hold up.
Please don't. No,
I'm not gonna. I'm just gonna do a quick search.
No, you don't
just
have
look
to.
Up,
I do have to.
A couple popular
it's my
songs.
My duty as a podcaster.
See what they were. We're not gonna necessarily play any.
Brooks?
I should autocorrect.
Oh, My Maria, which was a good song.
I don't think it was a song. I remember My Sharona.
My Sharona.
That's the one. See, good song. They had one song. We figured it out.
It's a good song. Well, this one, My Maria, which is
okay,
a goodie.
Okay, we got that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't ring a bell, really. That rings a bell.
Yeah,
I don't know this one.
Neon Moon is our second most played one.
We'll play that one.
I don't
that sounds one. Familiar.
We don't have to play any of them. Really? I don't.
Ooh, Red Dirt Road. I think that was a goodie. Yeah, this is a goodie. This looks badass.
Motherfucker in half a riff. This is a goodie because it has road in it. You know what goes on roads? Fucking cars.
Tires. I fucking love me some tires.
He does love him some tires.
But he spells it funny like T-Y-R-E-S.
That's a goodie. It should be B. Outpass with the blacktop B.
Pins. He said pins.
I know. It should be B, though.
I do remember the song. Holy
it's a
shit.
Good song.
All right. We're supposed to be doing a beer review. Get your country shit out of my face. There's one good
Ooh,
country
there's
artist.
A Brooks and Dunn collection.
Thank
I don't
God.
Know what I'm downloading tonight.
I'll buy the box set. It comes with Dunn.
Like actual Dunn.
I hope neither of them have first names. Or actually, I hope that's the first names. I hope his first name is like Brooks Ralphington.
One of them,
and then Dunn. Period. I guess would be his last
one
name.
One of them. I don't know if it's Brooks and or Dunn. He does. He's like the country Casey Kasem now. He does all the country.
Oh, he's dead?
Countdowns and stuff. No.
Yeah, Hardworking Man. It is one of their songs. Came out in '93. I was right. I wasn't crazy.
Hardworking Man. Yeah.
Yeah. He works hard for the money.
Yeah.
Fucking hard for the money.
It's
don't
even
bring the piano beat back.
Do I need to play this?
No, you don't.
Do I need to play this?
Somebody has to fucking do it. Who? I'll be the fucking man. Oh, good, he did it.
It's a goodie.
I think this episode's going to get
that's straight fire, somehow. Right?
Well, I'm going to make sure cut off before 15 seconds.
I missed the 90s country.
That's what this is.
Yeah, no, sorry. I fucking know.
He kills it right there.
I'm working.
That's 15 seconds. I made sure to stop it.
There's two good country acts, man. They will never go out of style.
What
you got
that?
Garth Brooks.
All right.
True that. True
and
that.
You got Alabama. That's it. That's all you need.
I've seen Alabama in concert. I wasn't impressed.
You've seen Alabama in concert?
Yeah. That was his first concert.
What the fuck? What?
Them and Lynyrd Skynyrd. What the fuck?
Now that's a fucking barn burner.
I've seen
Ohio State Fair, bitches. I mean, I went the whole experience. Goddamn.
I crossed state lines for that shit.
Barely.
Probably in an 18-wheeler.
Came back with a fucking shirt that had a quarter on it.
Smoking
George
a joint.
Washington smoking a joint.
It was a good shirt. It really
it
was.
Great.
It was a good shirt.
And Alabama was not impressive.
No, I didn't like. There's too many fucking too much going on.
Too many people on the band.
Yeah.
They're like,
they don't need seven. They don't need three drummers, seven fucking guitarists, somebody playing something on the brass, and like 15 people singing. Fuck off. Get the fuck off the stage. You're going to cause it to collapse. There's going to be an accident. People are going to die. Get the fuck
like
out of here.
It's a fucking revelation. What are you talking about? Sounds wonderful.
They're the Slipknot of country music.
Exactly. Wait, is that a positive?
What?
That's a good fucking question, isn't it?
It is. I don't like Slipknot, but you know.
I don't either.
I think I have one song on my phone.
I have Wait and Bleed, because Wait and Bleed's pretty good.
No.
Oh, what song is
I have like three
that's
songs.
A newer song.
Of Slipknot's. Sick.
See, I know you got that one song, because it was on repeat when I got stuck sitting in your car for like 30 minutes one day and almost killed
it
myself.
It was an accident, too. My bad.
This my bad. Was like, just stay in the car. I'm running in real quick. Same song. Over and over again.
No, where'd I go? What was I doing?
James was like, why did you change? I was like, I don't know how to get your phone, James.
Oh, you could have unplugged it, right?
Yeah, I could have.
It seems like a pretty fucking easy
Kill
fix.
Pop.
Oh, Kill Pop?
Kill Pop.
Kill Pop is actually one of mine. Yeah, I have it on
it's
there.
One of the, oh, it's the cute. Only song I have on my phone by then.
It's a really good song till the end.
Why don't you guys just get matching tattoos?
Isn't that the Corey Taylor's face? I'd get that tattooed on me. James, you in?
I'd probably fit it in somewhere.
I've got extra skin.
I can put him over here by my armpit.
There you go. Make it look like he's sniffing it or licking it, whatever
what
you're
you
into.
Put on like the backside of your stomach flap.
I don't have a backside of a stomach flap. What the fuck are
so
you
like
talking about?
You just left your stomach up and they tattoo it and you just put it back down. And it's like you don't have a tattoo.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it could be.
I don't have a backside of my stomach flap.
Danny's skinny.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of a beer belly. Does that count?
No.
I don't think there's a backside of my beer belly. If so, I don't think you can tattoo it without murdering me first.
No, I'm sure we can get somebody to cut you open, fold it open for a little bit, and sew you back.
Another job for Yams' dad, Troll Bear. Yeah, I've tattooed the inside
of
Mini
Man. Well, he's close to doing brain surgery on himself.
With an axe.
With an axe. That's fucking metal, though, to be
he's
fair.
He's going to need a job when he gets out. I mean.
What's the time frame on that,
he
though?
He could be our sound engineer.
2 years, a year and a half, somewhere in there.
Our sound engineer?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You motherfuckers making
you guys really
noise.
Really
shut the fuck
on?
Up.
You guys really want to have him on? I mean, it can happen.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't think so. I was like, I guess
like
we're
make
it happen.
A good time.
I feel like he wouldn't fit in the room.
He sat down and gave me a motivational speech about doing cocaine on Harleys.
That's true.
I didn't ask for it.
Nobody ever has.
There's a lot of things people didn't ask for that he just handed out.
I wasn't doing cocaine, and I wasn't on a Harley.
You're fucking up, like, double time in his book.
Yeah.
There's two things in life, cocaine and Harleys. You had a katana and didn't do drugs. Pussy.
He was like, I don't understand why you bought one of them Jap bikes. Like,
oh, dear God.
At least they didn't call it like a rice burner or something. That shit drives me nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, feel like ricers more like people.
That's
know.
More import cars.
Yeah.
That's usually thing. If I ever hear the term ricer, it comes for an import car. I mean, I guess it works the same, but, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Beer reviewed. Barrel 2. That's what we're doing.
Bud Light Platinum.
Well, let's just jump the fucking shark. Yeah, it's Bud Light Platinum. Now, we had always heard that Bud Light Ice, or just Bud Ice, I guess is what it's
mm-hmm.
called,
mm-hmm.
and Bud Light Platinum are the same thing.
Do we have a Bud Ice to compare with?
No, we had it like 3 weeks ago. Remember it tastes like water with a little bit of alcohol in it?
You didn't like it.
Nobody really liked it. Except for Chris is like, oh, yeah, but you heard it. Remember when you said that, Chris?
Yeah, that was verbatim.
Verbatim.
Like well, I guess this is it's bad.
What did he say?
Well, I guess this, it's bad.
No, it's I said it terrible. Isn't as bad.
No, this I like this better than Bud Ice.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what I'm saying. It's not as bad.
I think I like the Bud Ice better.
I think I've had too much Bud, and I'm getting burpy.
Yeah, exactly.
Bud makes you burpy.
Maybe that's why I don't like it. I don't drink a lot of beer just because it makes me bloated. That's why I drink liquor.
That. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I'm just bloated.
Stop drinking Bud. Come over and start drinking Jaeger with me.
I can't do it.
You can.
I can't do it.
You can.
It's possible. Drive a half hour away from your home where your family is. Drink a bunch of hard liquor with Yams. Go back. You
well,
can.
Here soon I'll have something for in the garage and pass out in. You'll be comfortable. You feel at home.
And I'm not left. Allowed in the house.
Nobody heard that, right? Nothing.
What?
I asked him if he was getting a lift because he said you had something to pass out in.
Why a lift?
I don't know.
I feel like
he called you fat.
No.
I think that's what it was.
That's not cool, man.
That's not cool, man. What are you putting in your garage?
We could get a lift and hang a hammock from it.
What are you putting in your garage for people to crash in? I'm confused.
I want to try to get like a couch or something out there.
Have just a futon right out there.
Well, I got to get the rest of that crap out of there. Why are we talking about this? Let's get back on track. God damn it. Got fucking confused.
You motherfuckers take a half an hour to get to the second beer review, and all of a sudden, we're off track, because somebody said, not hammock, what was it? Futon, that's what it was. Fuck you, Chris, don't need your help.
Yeah, that's fine. I wasn't offering.
We're just having a menial conversation at this point in time. We need to go back on track. I got troll news, guys. Guess what? Yay!
You're supposed to say guess what and then say what it is. Hey. Like, I have troll news. Guess what?
It's good. We didn't rate this.
Fuck, it's Bud. One thumb.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. I'll drink it. I'll take one of these over the Bud Lime.
Really?
Can I get... It's really... 1.5 1 to 1.5 Is there like a 1.25 I can go with?
You can go with a 1.25.
That's getting really complicated. People's gonna start doing math and shit, and it's fucking
horrible. Oh no, I don't. I wouldn't put that on a single koozie. Chris,
I give him one.
I'll go one.
Yeah, I like it better than lime though, so I take it over lime. I do too
a little bit now that I've drinking 2 Bud Light Limes and a Bud Light Platinum. I think I like the Platinum a little bit better. I'm not much on the fruity beers unless it's Reds.
Yeah, you like the orange a lot, though.
The Bud Light orange is really pretty good. Bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, nothing comes close to that when it comes to Bud. It's anything, like really.
Beer and Orange High C.
Yeah. So. Those are both great.
Yeah, I know. I love you some Orange High C. It's good shit.
So this one's slightly better. We'll say 3.25.
Yes.
Thumbs out of 6.
There we go.
Man, it was math so hard, guys. I'm proud of us.
Somebody has to be.
So I think I got a new segment. It's called The Adventures of Gams in His New House.
Okay.
So I'm starting to realize my neighbors a little bit more, watching them. I don't really understand what's up with them, but across the street from me, in one house to the left, there's a guy who can hang out in his house during the day, but at night, he sleeps in the cab of his truck under a blue tarp.
Okay, hold on.
That has to be the same guy at O'Reilly's.
Huh?
That was freaking out about pain and the Ruskies and stuff?
The Ruskies. Now, hold on. So, does he tarp his truck and then get inside of it? Or does he get inside his truck and then tarp himself?
Uses the tarp as a blanket.
There's no fucking way.
He lays down, puts his feet out the window, and covers up with the tarp. Every once in a while, he'll sit up and has a head hanging out the window, covered up with the tarp.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then across the street, and you go the other way.
Hold on,
we're fucking
done with this. Hold on a second.
Sometimes you're just too drunk to sleep inside.
Every night, though?
I don't know if that's true.
Every night.
Every
he's
night?
Out there.
What?
So I make sure I take off extra loud in the morning.
Is he wearing shoes?
No.
Take off his feet.
I was going to say take his fucking shoes if they're hanging out the window.
I thought about just fucking roping his feet and driving down the fucking road with it.
Like a plastic tarp?
Yeah, a blue fucking tarp,
yeah, that's
man.
What I was
a
picturing.
Classic
I was
blue
hoping
fucking
I was
tarp.
Wrong.
You should just call and talk to the cop there in Jonesboro.
I'll just flag him down one day when he drives by like 10 times because he circles like
not,
everyone else does.
He's not breaking any laws, is he?
I don't fucking know. He's just a fucking
depends
weirdo.
If he's drunk or not.
Well, it also depends if he has the keys on.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have the keys, but I can plant some keys on him. Fuck it.
No, he drives the truck because every once in a while it's facing the other way.
Well, you gotta rotate your sheets, you know? What don't, the fuck?
That's disrespectful. It's not a truck. It's a living room.
Yeah, you're... But he has a house.
That's a bedroom. I think the bed is the living room because that's where you'd hang out and sit down and chill out.
Well, no, you're thinking wrong. Honey, I'm expanding the house. And he just walks to his truck and goes to bed.
That's true. Why sleep in the cab? You can just throw an air mattress in the bed of the fucking truck.
The sun.
That's your question?
The sun.
No, Chris, that's your question. Yeah. Why not sleep in the fucking house?
No shit.
Is he a
squatter? I don't know.
Is he a vagrant?
No, because he goes in the house because other people live there. I think he's just hanging out there. There's no room for him to sleep inside, so they can sleep out in the truck.
Yeah. What if it's his parents'
house?
Or
he's a fucking weirdo, one of the two. I don't know.
What if it's his parents' house? I'm like, no. You can hang out here. You can't sleep here.
Because I go out at night and sit on my porch and have a cigarette, and I can see him through the trees because he smokes, and I'll see it glow, and I'll see it go out, and then I'll see his head disappear because he lays down and goes to bed.
In his truck.
Yep, in his truck.
With a tarp.
Yeah.
So fucking weird.
Yeah. I'm like, at least get the son of a bitch a blanket. I thought about going to get him a blanket once, and then I'm like, I don't want to make friends with this guy.
No.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Oh, that's cool, man. Thanks for this blanket. Do you have a bed in your house?
Nope. Even though I have, like, an extra, like, twin in a room.
Just,
no.
You should just put it in the bed of his truck one day. Just, there you go. Boom.
Hey, my son, I got a new roomie for you. He lives in a truck, kind of. Well, he sleeps in a truck. I guess he doesn't live in the... What the fuck?
Exactly.
All right, and your other neighbor?
Across the street, same side of the road. You go to the right, though. You go down third house down, okay? And there's a guy that's got a turkey. And it's a big fucking turkey. I mean...
Like a
this
pet?
This motherfucker... Yeah, it follows him around the fucking yard.
To be fair, that was supposed to be our national bird.
Yeah, I
and
know.
And that son of a bitch is...
That's kind of what turkeys do.
All the fucking time. I'm like, he's fucking turkey. I don't like turkeys. Them motherfuckers are mean.
Apparently I've
ran into wild turkeys. Them sons of bitches are mean, okay?
I've drank wild turkey. It didn't hurt me any.
I ran into a pack of wild turkeys out in Salamone. It's not a great thing. They're fucking mean.
Also, we've seen a couple packs up there.
Yeah. Really?
We'll just be hiking and shit. All of a sudden,
turkeys.
Like, we're talking 20, 30 birds deep.
Yeah.
And one of them, the lead one, will stop and look at you while the other ones cross. Trust and then it takes in the back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that a flock? A gaggle?
I don't know.
What's a family of turkey?
A dinner.
It's Thanksgiving, motherfucker.
I want to go turkey hunting so bad. I always have my entire life. Yeah, I begged Papa to take me turkey hunting.
Yeah, you shoot the turkey with a gun.
I got a shotgun.
Not necessarily.
You got to know you got to be super quiet and shit.
You got to know where to shoot, too. Because a turkey, I don't know if anybody knows this, has a very giant breastplate and it's thick. So you can't hit him in the chest with an arrow or a buckshot.
It's damn near a headshot, right?
It has to be a headshot or you have to hit him from behind or by the wing with an arrow.
Idea turkey hunting weapon is a machete?
I am
roughly. Yeah, if you're stealthy enough, you chop the little fucker's head off and then just catch it when it falls over.
I feel like I could headshot a turkey, no problem.
Yeah. Well, if you're using buckshot,
just to make it fun.
Buckshot has to be a headshot. If you're using a slug, you can go for a side shot, an arrow side shot. But if you're using buckshot, birdshot, it has to be a headshot.
I'm going 22 long rifle. Headshot.
I feel like we have different...
Just make it fun.
Different, way different goals in life. Like, I would like this podcast to be successful and stuff. Okay, like, I want to shoot a turkey in the mouth.
Chris was with me one time when my daughter thought she wanted to sharpen a stick and hunt deer.
Wait, what?
So we went up to the Salmon, went hiking, and I found deer tracks. So we tracked the deer, and we seen it.
Uh-huh.
And she wasn't down to do it then. I was like, there you go. There they are. I mean, I literally went out into the woods and found her deer. And no, she wasn't down for that.
Weird. And my
son,
out.
He's like, I want to go hunting. I'm like, you do, son. What kind of hunting do you want to do? He said, I don't know, squirrel or something, or a rabbit. I was like, okay, I'll do what my dad did. I was like,
I'll get you a
fucking rabbit, and I'll give you a knife. And I was like, you can fucking kill the rabbit. I'll take you fucking hunting. Because I don't need to waste my time walking around in the winter in the fucking woods for us to come upon rabbit and then you get fucking chicken shit and fucking not shoot the goddamn thing. I'm not fucking having it. You better have the fucking balls to do it or I'm not going to waste my goddamn time teaching you something.
Your dad is owed rights to the Hunger Games, I think, because that's how he fucking raised you.
I do know how to live in the woods. I know how to hunt. I know how to fish. You know, I learned basic medical in case I ever get hurt while I'm out by myself.
Well, but you learned it from your dad. How trustworthy is the medical advice?
No, that I learned myself because he's a fucking idiot.
Oh,
I took time to learn.
Face with an axe? Get a tattoo. Yeah. All better.
How to bandage a sprain or set a break and shit like that.
Oh, okay.
How to know if something's broken or fractured and things like that. So,
let's say I could only have nightmares about like how your dad would handle. Like, Dad, I sprained my ankle. We'll rape someone. No, Dad, no.
Just grab hold when they go run away. They'll drag you to town.
It's all about scare tactics. You said you had troll news as where?
I do, as I where? Do, I do.
As where?
These Bud Light Platinum.
Imagine a where
fucking
troll.
Guess what?
A where troll?
Yeah.
It's just troll, but when the moon comes out, he takes his pants off. And nobody's impressed.
He doesn't, like, get hairier or anything?
No.
His feet get hairier.
Yeah, there you go. I started picturing, like, the toy trolls.
Ah.
And his hair's sticking straight up.
Pink hair.
He gets long pink hair.
Yeah.
But it's pubes. Right?
But it comes up like pink a pube like beard. A rhino horn.
It comes up like a rhino horn. I'm going to throw up.
So I was kind of telling Chris a little bit about this, but here I'm going to start with the information he doesn't know that leads up to what he does.
I don't think I know any of
you
this,
you don't
correct?
Know any of
all right. So I'm the baby deer coming into this conversation. I'm Bambi. You're the mom. Chris.
I get killed.
I know.
Huh. So
good riddance.
You know, Troll and Jason got a place together.
Yes.
Troll was living in the barn.
Wait. Okay. What?
He was living in his dad's barn.
Oh, I thought Jason and Troll got a place together, and he still had to live in a barn.
No.
Like Jason's like, hey, I have this great idea, Troll. You sleep in that fucking truck. I'll take the house, and he's like, yay!
Yeah. They they got an apartment together.
Okay.
And he goes to his dad's place to pick up some of the stuff, and his dad isn't home. His mother is. She's like, listen, you can use the truck, move your stuff, but you got to be back before Dad gets home, and he can't know, because he doesn't want you
They've using done this before. It doesn't work.
Don't want you using the fucking truck. This time he has permission before. From his mother. He didn't just steal it this time.
And I'm hoping he didn't turn it into nunchucks with a Camaro. That's what he did last time.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, well, he gets in, starts the truck, looks down, it's a stick. Okay.
Oh, shit.
This isn't like, the same truck he put in a ditch?
No, no, his dad got a different one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then he purposely got a manual so his dumbass kid couldn't drive.
Probably.
It.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's stick. Okay. Starts it up. Puts it in gear. It's gas. Backs to the back of the garage. He puts a whole-sized truck in the fucking garage.
A truck-sized hole, not a whole-sized truck. Although it was a whole truck.
No, it was a whole-sized truck.
Like it was a full-sized pickup.
Yes. Oh, and shit. Now the bed went through the garage.
That's awesome.
Like through the door or through like the
through
wall?
Through the wall in the back. He reversed out this motherfucker straight into the wall instead of putting it in drive. Apparently doesn't know how to drive.
Well, he can't see the rearview mirror, to be fair.
So that didn't end well.
I don't think it started well.
Yeah. That didn't go well. All right. Let's go ahead another week and a half, 2 weeks.
We're skipping ahead?
We're going to skip ahead a little. All right. My partner I work with, his uncle and his aunt who lives in Florida decided to do something nice for him and his family. They're going to go to Disney. They're going to go stay in Florida with them because they live outside of Orlando and they're going to go to Disney.
Okay.
Jason finds out. Doesn't like this. All right. So he tells Troll's dad that his uncle was talking shit about him. All right. That's going to do anything. Because he's mad at his uncle for not taking him and his kids, which he's already done before. And okay. Now he's taking his brother and his kids. Okay. Seems equal, right? Mm-hmm. It'd be like, you know, your uncle taking Chris and then a couple years later taking you.
Right.
When you had kids and they're older.
To be fair, I wouldn't go on that trip.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, with our uncle? I wouldn't go either.
Imagine your uncle's different, nicer, and has money. Okay.
Our uncle's nice.
Nicer.
Nicer.
He's real nice.
Well, yeah, you're right. Ron is pretty nice. Okay, I can give him that. He is really nice.
That's about all we can give him.
We would miss every ride and every flight there.
Okay. So, Jason gets jealous. And he wants to start shit. So, he tells Troll's dad that, you know, they're talking shit about him, that they're too good to hang out with in their life, and that's why they didn't talk to him.
Okay.
Just so happens later that day, they go to fucking Cracker Barrel. Guess who's there?
The uncle.
The uncle's there.
That's great.
So he goes and asks him about it. He's like, nope. He's like, dude, I haven't seen you in years. I didn't know if you were dead or not, let alone talk shit about you.
Right.
He said, where'd you hear this from? He said, Jason. He said, really? Okay. So they go and drop their wives off, and they ride together. They go to fucking Jason Troll's house.
Oh, God, that's amazing.
It's like an old man beatdown.
Yeah. So they show up, knock on the door. Nobody wants to answer the fucking door. Troll's dad's like, nah, fuck that. I got a key, bitch.
Mm.
Open the door, and there they are on the fucking couch, just sitting there. They're like, why the fuck are you ignoring the door? Well, no. You knew it was fucking us.
No reason.
So then they set him down like children.
Well, that's fitting.
Yelled at them.
To put clothes on.
Probably.
Hey, get him out of your mouth. We're having a serious conversation.
Yelled at them. Made them call and apologize to his aunt. Apologize to Jason's mother, because he's also telling her a bunch of bullshit.
Holy shit.
All right. So that, and then Troll's dad's like, listen, you little short fucker. I'm done with this.
He's been done. I told you, man.
This dude is nothing but fucking trouble. And this just proves it. He's like, as long as you live here and you hang out with him, I want nothing to do with you. I disown you. Then in front of him, he calls his wife and says, listen, you help this little motherfucker out anymore, we're getting a divorce. I'm done with your ass, too. No longer will I put up with this shit. Fuck him.
Whoa.
Fuck that. Yeah. Serious.
And a possible fuck you, too, if you're willing to go there.
Yeah.
So his wife, Troll's mom, calls him in the fucking room. Calls her
they call,
while he's in the room. Yep. Holy shit.
He calls her.
Right.
And lets her know in front of him what he said.
Like, are they too far past the point of...
They can't get an abortion at this point in time.
No, but he's adopted, right? Can they just unadopt him, like, just set him free?
Well, he's fucking, like, 40. Yeah, he's adopted.
Yeah,
he's adopted. 40.
Oh.
They can just stop talking to him. It's okay. He's an adult.
It's like I told my son earlier today in a Dollar General, you're never too old to be a dumpster baby. I told him that.
Did he cry?
No, he laughed. But...
Did you explain to him what a dumpster baby was?
Oh, God, no. I'm not a bad parent. What the fuck, man? You just threaten him. You know, just be vague. That's the key to parenting. Be vague. But, yeah, just Trolls should be a dumpster baby. Now, he'd still fit very easily.
I think he'd fit in my daughter's playpen.
That's what they need.
Are you
they
need to put his to ass adopt him? What
no,
the fuck?
They just need to get a playpen for him. And then he can't fucking hurt anybody.
He just walked by a room here.
The war world could be saved with a baby gate.
I have one. I'm just saying.
We'll just go put it on their front door and we'll never see him. He'll starve to death. Jason won't figure out how to get it off and won't be able to step over it. No, he won't be able to climb over it. They'll end up starving to death in the apartment.
No, isn't Jason really tall?
Or, yeah.
His clumsy ass would knock it over and then he'd baby bird food into fucking troll's mouth. He'd chew it up.
He'd drive his car into the fucking wall.
He'd drive Troll's dad's truck through the wall somehow.
There's a possibility, I'm for sure, but there may have been a possibility that Jason is the one that backed the fucking truck through the wall. Through the wall.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Either way, don't trust either of them.
Mm-mm, no, God, no.
For anything. Mm-mm. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Fucking hate him.
I love him. He's my favorite people on earth.
Entertaining, at least.
Yes.
So, you know, we started out the show by listening to wrestlers rap. What rappers would you like to see wrestle?
Oh, God. Ja Rule.
Why?
I want to see him get the shit kicked out of him. Although, 50 Cent, there's been a lot of rumors going around the internet that he's having, that he's gay now.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It doesn't matter.
I disagree.
Well, and that he got hit on by John Travolta and then threatened to fist fight him because of his advances.
He does have the magic stick, though. And John Travolta probably heard about it.
Yeah. That's true. Is that a Scientology thing, the magic stick?
No. 50 Cent has a song called The Magic Stick.
I know, but if you tied it into Battlefield Earth somehow, perfect fucking couple.
Terraform.
Fuck Jay-Z and Beyonce. We have John Tra and John fucking... Tra. John, I heard it on a podcast. Yeah, John Tra and 50 Cent. John Travolta.
John I always Tra called him, and Curtis Jackson.
I always called him John Travolta.
Yeah.
That's a fun Makes name. Sense. Because for some reason, me and a friend, like, it was right after his son died in a shower, I think.
Plane crash?
I'm pretty sure he died in a shower.
I think he died in a plane.
I'm pretty sure he fell in the shower.
His son's name was Jet. Maybe that's where I'm getting the plane part from.
That might be it.
He is an amateur pilot.
Yeah.
And you're a fucking idiot.
Maybe he died in the shower on the plane.
There we go. Perfect scenario.
While being named Jet.
And then we just picture John Travolta coming up, because it's like his son died right when mine was born. So me and my friend were drunk as fuck on my porch, talking about, like, what if John Travolta...
With your newborn baby?
No, he was asleep.
You should have left that part out.
No, he was asleep.
My son was just born, and I was totally trashed.
Actually, no, I think he hadn't been born yet. Oh, he hadn't been, because it's when he lived on Stevenson Street. So he wasn't born until I moved into a trailer. Trust me, I remember.
As you do.
But, like, what if John Travolta just comes out and is like, I need this, my kid died, takes your fucking kid. Scary thought. I'm not for sure how this pertains to your question. I just wanted to share with the group.
The fact that's pretty fucking funny, though.
Your son is a reincarnation of Jet.
Don't say that.
Jet
to me,
Travolta.
Man. Yeah. Oh, God. If you put the two names together, it's even dumber somehow.
One day, he's just going to get up and start looking for the wig room.
And asking you for a massage.
Oh. Hey, Dad, I got this oil. You want a massage? Get the fuck out of my house. I know who you are, Jet. Jet, oh God. Celebrity fucking kid names piss me off. Apple.
Chaz.
There you go. You got one, Chris?
Nova.
You just refer to yourself as a celebrity?
Damn right I did.
It's fucking gross.
Celebrity of the trailer park.
Trailer park. We cannot have Bud Light Platinum in the house.
Anything over 4.2% fucks me up.
You're bad, apparently. But rappers that would wrestle. DMX seems like a good fit.
Yeah.
He's so aggressive. Beyond that, like, Lil Wayne would just get the shit kicked out of him. Stitches. I don't know if he raps anymore. He used to be famous.
What about Stitches. Eminem?
Stitches.
Stitches.
I love selling blow and kicking dicks.
So make a tag team. Stitches and who?
Stitches and, oh, fucking Enzo Amore. They can hold each other's consensual penises.
That's not a bad fit, really.
It's not a bad fit at all. Because Enzo would be like, I have one word to describe you, I'm going to spell it out. And Stitch is like, cocaine! It's like, you didn't spell it. I love selling blow.
You spelled blow wrong, stupid.
B-L-2-W, blow! Oh, yeah. You have one, Chris? Your question, man.
Man, I think I'm going to go old school. I want to see, like, Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's that?
He's a rapper.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know that rapper.
Yeah. He's a rapper, buddy.
He is. Look him up.
No.
All right. Then we'll go Run DMC.
There you go.
Tag team.
That's a fucking faction. That's like the NWO, but actually cool.
Run DMC versus the Beastie Boys, Hell in a Cell.
Oh, throw the New Day in there, please. I know they're not rappers turned wrestlers, but they're great wrestlers and they're very entertaining. Yeah, did you have one?
I said nine.
It was Stitches.
Dumbass.
So let's go fuck Stitches, myself. It's man. Fine. Yeah, whatever.
Crisscross?
What about Aiden?
They already have a theme song, right?
Crisscross.
Tag team back again. Is that them?
That is them.
All right, there they go.
They wear their fucking ring gear backwards because they're mentally handicapped, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, no, never mind. Oh, God, like no.
A phone. Imagine ring gear all backwards.
No, just one of them killed themselves. I just don't even think we should go down this route.
I didn't know that.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Was it Risa?
No.
Who gives a fuck? People don't.
Their family? What do you mean, who gives a fuck? What if Chris Cross's mom is listening to this?
Their family let them become famous for wearing their shit backwards, okay?
I mean, they rap, too.
Yeah, kinda.
About wearing their shit backwards. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
They're like 12.
Huh. Yeah, I guess.
I remember being in elementary school when that shit came out. I'm like, they're like the same age as them. What the fuck's going on?
Chuck D. I think Chuck D could be a good wrestler.
Chuck D would be a badass, yeah.
Yeah.
Public Enemy. Ooh. Bass! Yeah. I boot to your face. Hello! I'll let you know. Where I plan on kicking, I guess. Hello! Below the fucking belt.
Supergroup NWA.
Oh, fuck. NWA versus NWO? War games?
That could be fun.
Oh, fuck. Oh, two God. Cages. Whatever the fuck Hulk Hogan is, an old leathery banana in tights. Kevin Nash has no fucking knees left. Scott Hall, he's sober now. Versus the fucking NWA? Oh, I'd watch that.
Which, I mean, Eazy-E's dead, and Dre, though, could whoop everyone's ass still, because that fucker's, he looks like a black Brock Lesnar now.
Chris, I'm going to be honest with you. Everybody from the original NWO that's still alive, which is all of them, by the way, I could beat to death with my shoe.
That's not true.
And that's not true. You could include X-Pac.
You could have beat him to death with a shoe anyway. He's like a yappy little fucking chihuahua.
No, that's what
he whip out the fucking sandal and all of a sudden he's going to piss in the corner.
No, I've got...
David, I found this on the street. I'm trying to nurse him back to health.
Today?
And you just carry an X-Pac around.
Make some noise. Shh. Time to go sleepy, buddy. No, I have this all no respect for X-Pac for some reason.
I can't let him out of the little box because otherwise he just starts doing this shit all the time.
Crop chops.
Yeah.
Crop chops.
See, you were going with the cross chops. I thought he was dragging his ass across the carpet.
Yeah, that's
close to the same thing.
That'd be really, but like, Mom, I brought my new pet home. His name's X-Pac. Mom's like, hi, X-Pac. And I'm like, hey, X-Pac, say hi to Mom. Suck it! Nope. Back to the corner. Back to the corner, X-Pac.
Get the squirt bottle out and spray him in the face.
Spritz him in the face, yeah. I don't know. Most embarrassing wrestler to bring home to Thanksgiving dinner, I think, might be him.
X-Pac?
Yeah. Or Ultimate Warrior back in his heyday. Because you'd be like, hey, have some turkey. And he'd be like, I hate gays. It'd be a very awkward dinner. He was very homophobic. Just saying that. The Ultimate Warrior.
Oh.
I thought that might have gotten a chuckle, but it did not get a response.
Yeah. Wasn't there like seven of those?
The Ultimate Warrior?
Yeah.
No, it's a myth. There's only one. James Hellwig. Yeah. Until he legally changed his name to Warrior.
And one of his most famous quotes is, dudes, goose, and dudes doesn't make the world go round.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of which wrestler I'd be embarrassed to... Bring home is like, hey, I'm in a gay relationship with this dude.
why that?
Because why else would you be bringing him home for like
Rey Mysterio? I would like to suck off the least.
Rey Mysterio because like he's ashamed. He's ashamed and won't ever take the mask off.
No, he took his mask off for a while. He looks like a 12-year-old. So actually, that's still a good reason.
Even worse.
Man. Why are you hanging out with a kid? It's fucking weird.
Say you was in a relationship with him?
That's fucked
up. I'm calling social services.
I know he's dead. No, we'll just go with Vader. We'll just go with Vader.
Vader's amazing.
Yeah, but...
He's a footballist.
Yeah. How about Bam Bam Bigelow?
He's dead, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he has head tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be hard to explain.
Oh, Kelly just texted me.
Uh-huh. What does he have to say?
Oh, no. Oh, Kelly, come on, buddy.
What do you do?
Sometimes you gotta do faux you, and he has a glass that says someone get the spirit guy, and I think a tall boy of hams.
Oh.
Kelly, buddy, so come back. Oh, there's a TARDIS in the background.
Send it to me.
No. But Kelly, if you're listening out there, buddy, we love you. Come on. You're better than this.
You're better than hams.
Get some fucking morals.
Get some fucking pork.
Self-respect.
Ham's is pork. Well, ham is pork. I keep saying ham's not fucking pork. Yeah, it's fucking
Danny
pork.
Does not believe ham is pork.
I know. I believe it's pork. It's not that. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Fucking bacon. All right, so I'm going to hijack this real quick. have a story from work. All right, you know, I deliver shit to people's houses, and right. I work with people that deliver shit to people's houses.
It makes sense.
Well, I call the other team to see how they're doing, and the driver, Craig, who did our theme song and shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, yeah.
Yeah. He proceeds to tell me how his last delivery went. He shows up there at the same time as the contractor and the homeowner to deliver things. Contractor had left a guy there to work. He's showing up to see how he's doing. The owner's showing up to see how things are going and sign for the stuff we're dropping off and we're there to drop things off.
It seems okay.
Yeah. Right. Normal bullshit. They go up to the door. Door's locked. What the fuck's that about?
So the homeowner is there, right?
Yeah. So was the contractor's assistant. Door shouldn't have been locked. So homeowner unlocks the door. They all go in. And there's the contractor's assistant fucking some bitch in the homeowner's house.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, he got to walk in on that shit, so.
I think I've seen that on Pornhub. There's a whole thing of, like, fake realtor porn.
Yeah.
Which yeah. I'm not a huge fan of.
There's oh, I don't mind it.
Too much story, not enough tits.
I like the story.
Nobody likes the story.
I like
shut
the
up.
I read Playboy for the articles.
Fuck yeah. off.
No, that's dumb. Okay?
That's dumb.
There's too much work.
I like being entertained.
Yeah, I all guess. Right? But I like yeah, getting yeah. the job done. You know what I'm saying?
So then they proceed.
We're here to for get a good time, not a long time, Danny.
They proceed to get into a big ass argument. Guy's out there in his basketball shorts with nothing else on. Fucking bitches topless. The homeowner's yelling at the contractor. The contractor's yelling at the assistant. He's trying to defend himself. Homeowner tells him just to drop the shit in the fucking driveway and leave, and those dumbasses would deal with it.
How did he defend himself?
I don't know. I wasn't there. That's what I said. I only got part of the story, unfortunately.
I lost my dick, and I found it in her.
Yeah. So.
That's weird. Now, what was that you said?
We're here for a good time, not a long time, Danny.
I want that to be a t-shirt now.
I think it is.
Fuck!
It should be. It's not new.
It's not new?
I didn't make it up.
Is that a is that a play on words about life is short? Mm-hmm. Should have a good time?
I think yeah. so, yes.
Yeah. Or how the bar closes at 3 and we didn't get here until midnight. One of the two, right?
That's still 3 hours of bar.
It's not a long time.
Okay.
It's not. I mean,
it's not?
It's almost half of your standard work shift.
No, it's only 3 hours. It's less than half.
I said he said almost half.
I said almost.
Oh, okay.
Semantics.
Okay. Maybe I misheard him.
Yeah. All right, Chris, take us home, man. All
right. Oklahoma.
Been there.
Where the wind comes.
Blowing through your puss.
Red dust chafes.
Oklahoma, the queef of America. Ladies and gentlemen. Honestly, that's probably not far off.
Yeah, you know, I was in Oklahoma City, downtown. Windy as fuck, so I believe it. So, yeah. It
smelled
very breezy.
Fishy, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you so know what I'm saying.
So much water there.
I was not far from the canals, so there was some water there. And there was a boat system that ran you up and down to some bars and shit.
You know what that water was?
Pussy
what? Juice.
Oh.
Yeah, it was probably wet. You're right. I'll just shut up.
Very moist.
Oh, God.
Fucking moist water.
I hate it when it's all moist. Right.
This is Ardmore, Oklahoma? Yeah.
I wish people could see you shrug your shoulders as you read things, kind of.
Yeah.
Mysteriously. I don't know.
Anyway, police are investigating the death of Tracy Garcia, age 52, who was near her home on May 7th when a pack of 7 dogs attacked her.
Oh, shit.
What was she doing wrong that a pack of dogs attacked her? Is that just a common occurrence in Oklahoma?
It doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
First responders tried helping her. One of the dogs left her, tried tagging on them. The police had to shoot it on sight.
Okay, yeah. It's weird that they only shot the one dog.
Okay.
And maybe not the other dogs that were attacking the woman?
They mauled her to death.
Oh.
Okay, she was killed by a pack of dogs.
That's interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Here's what the police say. Unfortunately, yes, we had to shoot one dog. No, it's not unfortunate that this 52-year-old woman was mauled to death.
That's an unfortunate
by a
canine
pack of dogs.
Now, what the fuck?
James. I mean, is this like Oklahoma's version of Detroit? Fucking, what is it called? Aurora? What the hell did you say?
That's what Chris said, yeah.
Aurora? It is A-R-D.
Ard?
Ardmore?
Ardmore.
Okay.
I guess that's like Ardmore.
Ardmore.
See, now, Yams didn't even see the word spelled out. And I feel like he fucking nailed it.
What did I say the first time?
I wrote, and then you shrugged your shoulders because you did not give a fuck if you were right or not.
I know, man. Fuck this place.
Fuck this place?
Ardmore.
Oh.
The Detroit of Oklahoma.
Apparently.
Packs what of, kind of roving packs of
but
dogs.
But great rappers, though.
Yeah.
That's where Enzo Amore is from.
Diamonds. Diamonds.
We haven't talked about it on the podcast. That's maybe next week. We should do that next week. He's saying it wrong, though. It's Diamonds. Diamonds.
Diamonds.
What's his name?
Diamonds. Ouija Mac.
Terrible rapist.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of like that beer we had, Wee Mac.
Yeah, that's where Psychopathic is heading. That's their latest signee.
Oh, fuck.
He looks like an albino gay Elton John. So there you go.
Elton John wouldn't swing that way, would he?
Oh, never.
Have you guys seen Kingsman 2 yet?
Yes. No. I enjoyed it.
He's fucking hilarious.
Oh, I love Elton John. Yeah. I wasn't trying to insult him. I'm trying to insult
Luigi
Mac.
He's in Kingsman 2, and he kind of steals the show in the couple scenes he's in because he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I want to see it.
What kind of dogs made up this pack? They're all the same.
They gotta be. They're all the same? They're Yorkies. Tell me they're fucking Yorkies. That'd be great.
Oh, man. I'm going to go Huskies.
Dachshunds.
What exactly is a Dachshund?
I'm not sure.
It's a wiener dog.
No, they were Dachshunds.
No, that's Dachshunds. Yeah, Dachshunds.
Is that how you spell Dachshund?
Let me see the word, buddy.
D-A-C-H-S-H-U-N-D. Dachshund?
Fuck.
Dachshunds. Yeah, they're all Dachshunds.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's no way somebody got mauled to death by wiener dogs.
Well, they say, actually, the most aggressive breeds are the smaller ones because they're just angrier.
Yeah, they're also the easiest to kick. Or put mustard on.
And then kick.
I mean,
well, yeah, you got garnish
all
first.
All these are one grab,
bitch.
One grab hold of a pant leg and you fall down and then you're fucked.
Grape you gone.
Yeah, you lost me there.
The grape first punt.
Grape you gone.
It's a grape punt.
Good day. That's good. That's good. That's not grape you gone. Grape punt.
Grape punt.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sounds like a bad grape soda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's jelly with a kick.
And the ass.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right. The dogs were all Dachshund mixes, according to Ardmore Animal Shelters. Euthanasia technician Amanda Dwindle.
A euthanasia technician?
Yeah. Here we just call those heroin addicts.
Those are people that put down animals.
Yeah, I know.
Not heroin addicts.
I just feel like it's the same way. They're putting themselves down, and there's needles involved and chemicals.
Yams, you're funny.
Thanks,
fuck you. It's been grape, so... you gone, bitch.
Well, I guess I'll just leave the show, because grape, I'm gone.
Yeah, you laughed, didn't you?
Grape jelly wine over here. Fucking crap.
Okay.
It's better than strawberry wine. 17.
Six of the dogs are believed to be standard Dachshunds and terrier mixes. And one of the dogs was a standard Dachshund and Border Collie mix. The dogs range from ages 1 to 3.
How do they know all this about these animals?
They euthanized them with a euthanization technician.
They were able to catch them then.
Oh, it's not hard to catch wiener dogs. Very
pack
short
of
legs.
10.
Yeah.
And the dogs didn't have rabies or anything crazy.
It just sucks because the buns are always shorter than the wiener dog, you know?
You always get fewer of them in a pack.
That too. And then they maul you to death at a cookout. There's no way this is real.
Unfortunately, it probably is.
I feel like it's real.
It was probably her fucking dogs. Got out and she go looking for them. She didn't fit them in a week.
People
and
say it's a common occurrence to have wild dogs running around the neighborhood.
Yeah,
say dogs
there's a
running
big difference
loose.
Between wild dogs running loose and then wiener dogs murdering your mom.
This is from WGN TV. Like, Chicago's major news channel reported it and my girlfriend sent it to me.
Sorry, that picture looked like Queen Latifah.
Yeah, those dogs were very full afterwards.
Bigger gal. I'm glad we went there.
God. Ah, grape you gone.
Stop it! So what? Grape you gone.
Queen Latifah's fat.
You had
first.
A legitimately clever pun, and it's been trampled to death.
To be fair, he only had the idea for that pun because of me.
Yeah, you're idiocy begat brilliance.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up and let the brilliance happen.
I will. When necessary.
That's never necessary, but trust me. I guess, AMF? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm Danny Mullins.
I'm Chris Mullins.
I'm yams.
What are we going to do, Chris? We're gonna wait a second.
Okay.
We're going to wait for Danny to find the intro, and then we're going to say what?
Let him drink.
It's not the outro.
Yeah, I'm all the beer.
Hey.
No.
Yeah.
Damn.
Why can't I not enjoy the music?
You can enjoy the, it's still going. She's here. Here, put your fucking headphones in. Puts all new meaning to hi-hat.
So high.
Ultra high.
The highest hat.
So what the fuck happens? Like, we haven't done a double barrel beer review since we've started revisiting the beer review after the song.
Is there a real reason to revisit these? I mean, my opinion hasn't changed. Has yours?
Well, no, but, I mean, to be fair, I'm pretty sure this was your idea.
Well, it was on some beers, because I have a tendency not to like them at first, and they slowly grow on me.
But both of these were pretty legit.
I finished both of them on a timely manner. So
leader of team over here.
Got it. No, I hope not. It's fucking Team Bud Light right now.
Fucking Grey Poo Pots or whatever he said.
Grey Poo Punt.
He said Grey Poo Pots.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Punt is a form of kicking.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the motion you made was a kicking motion, not pot motion. I don't even know what a pot motion is.
Gay poop. Gay. Well, that's all right. Gay poop. Smoke weed every day. That's what Chris is fucking saying.
Shut up.
I was thinking honey pot. Poo bearing it over there.
Are you poo bearing it?
That's not fair.
I poo bear it all. That's not fair. What's not fair?
I haven't got stuck in one hole. I have it.
I seen him get stuck in a fucking car though. What? NASCAR, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that happened, right? Yeah. Right outside of Pierre's?
An actual Winston Cup car, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, he did. Yeah. He fucking Winnie the Pooh'd that shit.
To be fair, I was trashed.
Unfortunately, we all were, and I had to drive home.
The NASCAR.
That's the night we went and seen the Amish comic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've talked about it on the podcast before. I've only been to Pierre's one time, and that was to see Static X. And now he's dead, so let's think about that for a while. I thought, I was so drunk, I thought every song was Push It.
So did he.
He was hoping so. I really liked this one.
Can I go home yet? Yeah. They did it for the encore as well. So the last song they did was Push It. So, like, every song started, I'm like, hey, Joel, it's Push It. Hey, Joel, it's Push It. And they leave the stage, like, they didn't do Push It. And they came back on stage and started doing Push It. I didn't say shit.
At what point did you leave to go buy your Team Hate shirt?
Oh, like at the door. On the way
at
in.
The door?
Yeah.
They got you quick.
Yeah.
Huh. Didn't say it was on the way in. It could have been on the door on the way out.
Oh, no. It was on the way in.
Oh, they changed me. I'm converted. I love it. I'm buying it on my way out.
Hey, man. I bought several other albums. So, I had something.
Best part of that place was the sports bar because they had a pool table. So.
The library I thought I found.
Find that weird fucking room upstairs.
Did it have a bunch of books in it?
Yeah.
I remember a fucking library.
It was like a smoking lounge where you couldn't smoke.
It was probably the owner's office. You were like, hey, man, I found a library.
Because right outside there was a couch that overlooked the stage and shit, and we'd watch we could watch a show up there. So.
Yeah,
I feel like that was just an office.
It could have been. I know we were there.
We carried the couch from somewhere and put it where we wanted it.
Was it in your car?
No.
No.
It was in a different room, We moved the motherfucker so we could have a better seat to watch the show.
And then we had a shot girl that just stayed with us.
Yeah.
No, she like sat on the couch with us.
Yeah.
We had one at the table with us, too. If you pay money, they stick around. Who knew? And that's how Chris had a daughter.
I'm not fertile.